Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who Izzy, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
My cousin Ray Ray.
What it do? What it do?
And A, we started a podcast. Today, we here with episode 75.
That might be one of the best cuts you did.
Smooth?
That was pretty smooth there. That one was actually pretty smooth. Fuck, it only took you 75 times.
You know, it got to be smooth when Spider-Man's in the background.
True enough.
You know what I mean? When Batman was in the background dying in the ass, it wasn't as smooth. But we got Chef Lou in the background playing Spider-Man now, kicking some ass. So, yeah. Got me feeling right. So, as I said, episode 75. And we're going to start it off with some Canadian content. Because a local guy, known as Classified, released a new album. And Luke's View is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
Yeah,
I was really feeling it. You know what? I described it as grown folk hip hop.
Yeah, we were talking about it in the car. Yeah.
Like, it's like in the lyrics, you could tell it's like coming from the view of like an older vet that's a father, right?
Yeah.
And a lot, he even has a song called Dad Jokes that's just funny. And the funny thing is that, like, I was never a diehard Classified fan. And I don't want to say it, felt some of his rhymes back in the days was more corny.
Mm-hmm.
And he pokes fun at it. In the song Dad Jokes.
Right.
And I like that. And I like on songs like I Don't Want to Lose, and where it's grown and introspective.
Yeah.
And because in the song People, because when he started out with I Don't Like People.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm right there too.
Yeah, I think we all feel like that. Sometimes.
I was waiting to see what Class was going to say, because he's like, I don't like white people. I was waiting to see if he's going to say I don't like black people. I can't lie to you. I was waiting to see what he was going to say, and then see where we're from there, right? But he switched it up. He was like, I don't like light people. I don't like brown, dark people. Dark people. Yeah,
he didn't say brown. That would have been the lie.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I was on eggshells too when he said that.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean.
I was waiting to see where he was going to go.
I was waiting, but no, man. Like honestly, for me, as you guys know, I ain't a big Classified fan either. But it was definitely more sophisticated than any other album that he put out. But to me, it was just still a Classified album. It still sounded, it's the beats, the rhyme schemes still just sounded like a normal Classified album that I heard since day one. But it was definitely more sophisticated than what any of his other ones.
Like lyrically.
I think lyrically, definitely more sophisticated.
That's what Grant, because you know I'm a lyric guy, right?
Yeah.
And like, I will say his like rhyming and stuff is, I've always said this and I'm going to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that his rhymes are not up to par with his beats.
Right.
Because I think this guy's beats is like crazy.
Yeah.
But, and I don't mean to say that as a diss, because if you like on Dre.
Yeah, yeah.
When Dre puts out the album, his rhymes ain't the highlight.
No.
It's the beats, right? And like, I'm telling you, man, if Classified produced for anybody, it's a smash. Like the beats on this album is crazy.
Definitely.
And I do wish, because I hear a lot of singers on there,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see the credits because I want to know who they are.
Yeah.
There's a song called, what's it, All Wrong? And there's this girl just, pipes cuts.
She was hitting. She was definitely.
I was like, who is she?
Mm.
And I don't know. I hope I can find out somehow who it is. I'll make a short of this or something and put it out there, and maybe he'll see it.
My bad.
That was her calling right now. Let us know.
My bad.
That'd be funny too.
With the Class album for me, man, I felt it was a really well polished album. Like it was done well. The songs were great on it. I just put it on and just let it play through. I didn't get to the last three songs because, you know, life gets in the way. You got running around.
Definitely.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, every song, I was just like, it wasn't like I was waiting to skip to the next one or anything mm-hmm. like that. They were all good songs. Like, the melodies were good. The way his rhyme scheme were going was good. And to think about it, like, he hasn't put out an album for 6 years.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do that, come back and not miss a step from where they were or surpass it, right?
Like, right.
Get that fall off effect.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
No, big ups on that good album.
Yeah. No, I was saying with you, I never skipped, never even thought about skipping a track either, right? But No, it was well put together. And the video that he got up for, what's called Amnesia?
Amnesia, yeah.
Right? That's just funny. That's we got funny. We got quite a bit of family in that. Yeah, we got quite a bit of family in that video too, right? So big ups on that.
Yeah, you got Fizz in there. You got Tracy. You got Tactician in there.
Yeah.
You got Quake is in there. Yeah, Jay Busy.
Jordan in there.
And Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan was in there. Who else? Owen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And wasn't Ivy in it too?
Oh yeah, Ivy was
in it. Yeah.
Oh shoot, and so was Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone.
Yeah, and so was Jonathan.
Yeah,
man, yeah.
Oh yeah, like when you look at it, like the elites of hip hop in Halifax.
Yeah.
The elites of like acting in Halifax, like where you got Jonathan Torrance.
Yeah.
Covering all bases with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool,
right. So
cool, funny video, right?
Ivy, we was funny in that motherfucker too. I won't even lie.
Oh, yeah, I've actually reached out to this man. You're getting your acting role on.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Shit.
I actually want to see that game. I want to see him play. I also want to just for the sake of knowledge, because I like to know things.
Mm.
I want to know the names of those cheerleaders, just for the sake of knowledge.
Just for the sake of knowledge?
Yeah, just for the sake of knowledge.
Here we go.
He has a research bag right now. Man. Somebody let him know, right?
There you go.
Yeah, I want to know who the singers are on this album and who the cheerleaders were in that video. And then I'll be
cheerleaders
happy.
Are from Enfield.
That's cool. That ain't fine.
Is that a school in Enfield that they're
I think it
at?
Was, yeah. I think
I
it was.
I recognized the gym, but I wasn't sure.
Same here, right? I was looking at it. I was like, man, the gym looked really familiar, but... I only played on Enfield like a handful of times. So for me to actually remember what all the gyms were like out there.
Yeah.
But it did look familiar. It looked awfully familiar, right? So.
Yeah, see, I never played it, but it was like taking the kids out when they were playing basketball.
Right.
These gyms look awfully familiar. Yeah. I remember certain things about them.
Yeah.
It definitely looked like a Nova Scotia gym. Got that feel.
It was definitely elementary.
Yeah.
It was definitely elementary.
I think it was funny at the end of the video when he... You know, does that last buzzer beater shot?
Mm.
All the lights in the gym is off. Like, like the janitor was like telling them, "Yo, man,
it's time to go."
I said you had until 8. It's 8. I don't care.
It's time to go, man.
Yeah, that actually brought a little more comedy to it.
Yeah.
The jerseys were good. Everything.
Yeah.
The whole scheme of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, put together video
on the jerseys. I can't remember. I know that Classic's team was infield. What was the other team?
I don't know.
I can't remember what the other team was.
I didn't pay attention to it that much, bro.
Dow or something like that. I feel like it was the Dow colors, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think it was Dow, though.
It was yellow and something, right?
Are you going to look it up? Okay.
Okay, we got Lou the man in the chair over there. He's take a pause from the game.
He's actually doing his job tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it.
Actually doing his job tonight.
He's gave us that queen wave on.
That's comical. Well, while he's doing that, I'm going to move to another Canadian artist. And this is Party Next Door. Now, what problem I have with Party Next Door is that he put out two EPs before this that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And those EPs are on this album, like all the songs.
Yep.
He's put the album out in pieces and then gave us the full thing.
Yeah.
Know what my problem is with Party Next Door? That his name don't match his music, or his music don't match his name.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds like a private party. All
yeah, I know. It's a different type of party, though.
Listen, that was home sad as hell party. That's what that was.
See, I thought that at first, but if you listen to more of the songs, they got some of that TGT type of music in there.
Yeah, well, I agree with DJ Laton. That motherfucker is hurt.
Yeah.
He is hurt somehow, some way. And
but on a couple of those songs, he tells you how he got over his hurt. And that was with another girl.
Yeah. And then after that song, he's hurt again. So I think the girl that he got over with just hurt him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's mood music. You ain't putting this on with people.
No.
You're putting it on the chill. And the music is still good. But it's just some music it's
all slow, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's all emotional. Slow.
You got to be in the mood for it.
Do not listen to this here at 8 o'clock in the morning driving to work.
Yeah, no.
Or if your job is to drive around the city early in the morning, do not put this on. That shit will put you to sleep.
You
or
put
heavy in your feelings.
You put this album on at the end of your day.
Yeah.
And just relax. And you're going to have a good sleep. But lyrically and musically, I thought it did sound very good.
Oh, it was great.
But
it was
good, it's definitely it's not an any time of the day record.
No, hell no.
Yeah, you ain't gonna take it to the gym.
No, fuck no. No, unless you're doing your cool down.
You're going for a real cool down.
You might be doing a little yoga or some shit, your stretches or something, but fuck. Something to mellow your brain out for a minute, right?
Now, that was a, there was another album I was listening to, and it all like blended together for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all find that? Or did y'all find like there was a standout track on that album?
No, none for me anyway.
Not on the first listen. On the second listen, I forget the name of the song. It's like both in the middle of the album.
How many tracks again is on the song? Yeah, on this album?
This album. Because it made me say this
song. I know it's a song.
14.
14.
It was,
well, those songs went so quick because I think I listened to the album six times before I realized I heard the same song
it's
over
like
again.
It's definitely two verses and done.
Yeah.
It's like, that's, sorry to take it back to Class. That's why I like Class's album more too.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to well, when I want to say traditional to how we grew up with three verses and the hooks. Like, that's, to me, sounds like a complete song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, when it's like two verses, it's almost like it's a snippet. It's like a quick song.
Like a mixtape song. Right?
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a full song.
It's, it feels like, to me, like music that's out now is DJ songs. And the only reason why I say that is because you know yourself on that third verse never got played.
Yeah.
Right? So
that was the transition.
Exactly, right? That's the transition. So two verses, next song. So that's why I think music has cut down a lot.
Yeah, they want to make sure that like, your whole song is heard.
Right? Yeah, exactly, right? So it's crazy. It's good though, but I mean
it's definitely good. Like I had to wait till night to listen to it. Like I tried listening to it driving home even, and I was like, ah man,
listen, this motherfucker made me had to go get a coffee to wake up. I mean, I was like, bro, what's this, what these guys got me listening to right now?
Now then, on the flip side, I'd listen to it like Friday night when everyone left the house and just it was chill mode.
Yeah,
and that just put you in chill.
Definitely put
chill
you
with
chill
with that. Have a drink, just sit with your girl, talk and whatever. Good music like
you,
that.
You got the chill vibe. You didn't get the sleep vibe
later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the sleep vibe. Shouldn't be sleeping while you're driving.
No. Do not try this at home, folks.
No, fuck no. That's why I said we got a coffee black. Nope, nothing in it, just black. Just give it to me straight. Fuck.
I want to go back to Class again.
Yeah
because he had one line that stood out to me. Was when he says, y'all think I'm corny because I don't wear designer clothes. I think you're corny because you worry about designer clothes.
Mm.
And I was like, guys, I like that. It's like a lot of the lyrics in this album resonated with me because it's the way I think too. Because I never didn't give a shit about designer clothes. And it's another thing that's funny about it is I heard this after you in the pod said, let's talk about designer brands.
Yeah.
I was like, ain't that a nice segue?
That stemmed from me though, right? The only reason that stemmed from me is because I was watching Drink Champs and the creators of FUBU were on it, So again, I'm in my car and I'm listening to this here stuff and driving. Finally, the episode's over and I'm just thinking. I was like, man, I remember we used to wear FUBU and some of the other new brands that they brought up. Know what I mean? And I was like, how come I don't wear that shit no more? Yeah. Like, how come it disappeared? Type of thing, right? But talk to Chef Loon's like TV. I mean, it was always the next thing. It was always the next thing. It was always the next thing, right? So,
and also what I was looking into that too, but like what actually happened to, because they actually are trying to come back, but he's trying to release like collective edition kind of FUBU stuff right now.
And from what my understanding is, they got their ties in a lot of clothing brand that we don't know about.
Yeah, like they brought Coogee. Right?
Yeah,
realize that.
Yeah, they brought Coogee and they got their tie, like their grips are in a lot of stuff that we don't know about, right? So, which is good.
What I was researching and what they were talking about with the downfall that happened with FUBU was more or less around, like, oversaturating the market.
Yeah.
So then your stuff becomes discount.
Yeah.
What happens when everybody's paying high prices for stuff and your stuff's on discount, it's no longer cool anymore.
Yeah, exactly, right? So
you lose that cool factor with that piece. But,
and placement of stuff, too, you know what I mean? Like, when you know you can only go to a store and buy it.
Yeah.
And that's when you know it's in a department store. Mm. Now it's in Walmart, now it's in Byway or something like that. There's like
any brand you could think of that hit that Walmart shelf.
Yeah,
no longer it lost no, that fact.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, when Ed Hardy hit that Walmart,
gone, and one gone. You know what I mean? So you know,
it's because these type of name brands were more exclusive.
Yeah,
because they were more expensive.
Yeah,
so when you had it, felt like you had something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
When it's in Walmart and anybody can get it,
yeah, exactly.
It stops being popular exactly. Because anybody can get it, right? Yeah. I mean, and that's, yeah, because another thing, this started making me think about, like, rappers,
mm-hmm.
name brands, like labels name brands. Mm-hmm. Remember that was the shit? Wu-Tang, mm-hmm. Wu-Tang might have been one of the first for WuWare. Yeah. And then Rockefeller had Rockaware.
Yeah.
Diddy had Sean John.
Yeah.
Who else was it? Shady. Was it Shady Clothing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we know there was G Unit.
Mm-hmm. G Unit, yeah.
I don't know where none of them is in now. Who else had headgear back then? What? Oh, you got the cheerleaders' names. Wait.
Were you supposed to be looking up the cheerleaders?
You're supposed to look up what team the other team was.
Tigers. Yeah.
From where? The Tigers? What was infield's team?
They were like the Tropics something.
Tropics.
Making fun of them. Yeah, semi-pro. Yeah.
Semi-pro, yeah.
Oh. Is that
who that was?
They had the cheerleaders from the Thunderbirds.
So now you know.
All right.
There you go.
All right. $100 a piece. Come sit in the video for 2 seconds.
Might go to the Thunderbirds game.
Never mind. You'd be the only one there.
That's cool.
That's all right. He'd be the only one there, him and the players.
That's cool. Oh, and speaking of, I forget the date. It's in June. His album release party in St. John.
Yeah, I think it's June 5th.
Who's up?
If that's a Wednesday. It's on a Wednesday in June.
Yeah.
It's classified album release. And at first, I thought that it was just Snoop's DJ going.
Yeah.
But it's Snoop, DJ Snoopadelic is Snoop.
Yeah, it's Snoop, yeah.
Yeah, doing his DJ set.
This is why you could have asked me that. I could have told you that.
And Warren G is going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of dope. But it's on a Wednesday. What?
Think some music's going to come out of that? Because when you think about it, he's in Halifax doing what, on the 3rd?
Oh, he'll probably be here for a while.
Yeah, that's enough. That's one day in the middle to get in the studio. Snoop was in town, he was on the Trailer Park Boys.
Mm.
When he left set, he went to meet up with Classified to go record that song.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Nice.
So he was making business while he was here, so what's not to assume that he might do the same thing again?
Definitely could.
Hopefully Warren G gets on it too. Mm. I wonder if DJ Quick is.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on with DJ? Where's DJ Quick going? He leaving right away?
Maybe.
Because he ain't listed for the St. John show.
Mm-hmm. Prior obligations.
Yeah. Public service announcement. All you guys who bought all the tickets and then are doing the resale thing, that's phony. I don't like it.
What are they discounting the tickets already?
Oh, you see the Snoop one? You see the prices for the Snoop one here?
Yeah, I did.
That's why I ain't going.
Nah.
I did.
Like, what, $400?
Yeah, I'd love to be there to support you, but for 2 tickets, I can't pay $1,000.
I wanted to go see
Warren G, man. I got to get it. Sweaters and autographs.
I ain't doing all that. I seen Unk too many times to do all that shit. Yeah.
But I ain't seen Warren G.
That's why I got the cheap seats. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you are going.
I'm going. I got the cheap seats, right? So, like I said, I seen Unk too many times to do VIP now, so.
Nice. Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, back to the name brand thing, very quick. Since Chef Lou went and.
What was some of those other brands, though, that disappeared? Like, Coogee. You know that FUBU bought them, but what happened to their business model? Like, where'd they go?
That's the thing, right? So I think they just ended up in like a Winners.
Yeah.
Right? So therefore, it's still not expensive. It's affordable now, but it's still on the higher end of affordable, right?
Yeah.
So, but again, it's just overpopulating the market.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only come up with so many designs for so long, right?
Yeah.
And then who else was it? Carl Kanai. I can't even
Carl Kanai.
Carl Kanai. I mean, like I think the only ones that really still stayed was like Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger. Like,
oh, well,
they're not.
Levi's ain't going though.
You know what I mean,
Tommy Hilfiger's still around.
Tommy Hilfiger's still around. right? But that's the thing, is like they stuck to that one thing. I stick with that one thing, sell that one thing, and that really changed the look of it too much. So therefore, that's how they were able to survive.
Yeah.
With what you want to classify as hip hop wear,
street wear.
Gotta constantly change the look at that because everyone don't want to be wearing the same thing over and over and over again, right? So
now you brought up a real good point there because a lot of those brands that went under, were streetwear exclusive, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, those were made into street brands, by people who wore them in the streets,
exactly, right? So, but all the other ones, like you said, were street brand exclusives and. Niggas don't want to wear the same shit over and over again. Why am I wearing the same blue-looking shirt, red-looking shirt, yellow-looking shirt?
Yeah.
Know what I mean? All you did was change the color of the lettering. No, give me something different. Know what I mean? So,
And then that bootleg clothes and stuff.
And then bootleg clothes. Yeah. Like, what did we have? Stitches?
Stitches. Echo was going wild, bro.
Exco
was going wild, bro. They were going wild. I remember being a kid and had one of them Exco Fat Albert jerseys and thought I was the man.
Exco.
Not realizing that was a complete ripoff of FUBU. You can go online and look at the exact same
Oh, shit. Oh, I mean, like, Stitches really fucked up the bootleg clothes. Like, I mean. Don't wear it twice in a week because it's just gonna rip on you. Oh, the zipper's gonna break on you.
I remember everybody had shiny jeans from out that store.
Oh fuck, did they? If not the jeans, the jacket.
Yeah,
one of the two. Christ, everyone looked like fucking astronauts walking around the suit hood. You know what I mean?
As an astronaut, like Puff Daddy, guys. More Money, More Problems video. Remember?
Oh yeah,
shiny suit man.
Remember when buckles was a thing? You had to have buckles on everything. I had my buckle suit. I have my buckle suit.
I'm the one non-fashion guy here, probably. I ain't never had an ear buckle.
I probably still got a buckle jacket somewhere at the house.
Oh, man.
I've never even owned a jersey before.
Bro, that buckle suit that I had, I love to wear it, especially when I went to the mall. I walk in the store, alarms went off. I walk out the store, alarms went off. So, yeah.
Mr. Diversion.
You know what I mean? What Tyrese and Paul Walker say? My pockets ain't empty, cuz.
You know what I remember, which was wild? The era that everybody was walking around sweating like crazy in the summer wearing a full velour suit.
Ain't that some shit, bro? No, man. I couldn't do it. I tried it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. You know when it came with the velour short suits?
Yeah. Everybody thought it was good then. Oh, I get some air now. Four velour suit with a bucket hat on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, LL.
Yeah, thanks, LL.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, one interesting thing that I was watching about FUBU, one of the ways that they blew up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ads that LL Cool J did for the Gap.
He had a hat on.
And then he did like a message break the camera. Yeah. Zoraz Bias. They never knew till like months later.
Months later, then they pulled the ad.
Yeah.
Right? And then they realized how much they spent on the ad. And I think it was like a year later, they put the ad back on again. Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? In an ad for somebody, one clothing line, you represent another?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Why not? You'd be surprised if you had looked at certain clothing lines. Ads, if you really pay attention to the model. If you actually pay attention to the model, they will have a different brand on, right? So, like, you just gotta pay attention. Like, it may not be as noticeable because if they're wearing a dress or a suit, then you know that's a full, I'll say, Louis Vuitton suit type of thing. But if you look at the shoes may not be Louis, it could be someone else, right? So, same with the females, like. Louis might not make that shoe, but that shoe goes with that dress, right? So you just got to pay attention to it. But it's crazy.
Because you're speaking of Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Because I've watched Rick Ross's diss to Drake.
Yeah.
Champagne Moments.
Yeah.
And he shows how he's wearing Louis Vuitton shoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And his videos is just like his lyrics, man. All he does is brag about what he got.
Yeah.
But you know what's the most distracting part about that?
Mm.
Why was his beard wet when he's sitting? It looks like he's sitting in an airplane hangar, just sitting there with a car behind him and it keeps showing up close-ups of his beard, and it's like glistening and wet. It just looks weird.
Because he's putting that fucking that beard shit in there, man, making shit look shiny, you know what I mean?
Shiny beard looks weird to me, man. I don't know. I was just looking at it. And
listen, you make that kind of money, do whatever the fuck you want with your beard.
So you went back to hair.
Yeah. Yeah, true enough.
But, yeah, that song was... That video was just, man. Why do you have to enter this whole beef shit?
Because Drake said something about him.
Like, he didn't even have no energy. Did he not see Tupac? You're supposed to get up when you're dissing somebody, not sitting on the fucking chair.
Maybe that was prior to dissing. Talking you're about not you. Even worth my time getting up. I'm going to sit down and diss you.
And I don't even, here's one thing I don't even get. How are you going to rhyme diss people talking about your Louis Vuitton this, you're dissing another rich dude, cuz, like,
yeah, that's, yeah. I mean he did say that Drake's plane was old, at least, you know.
ain't that some weak one? That's the hip-hop this is now.
Come on, guys.
You your private jet is old.
Yeah.
Man. Your fans even resonate with this.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know who listened to hip-hop music? Do you know who your fan base is? Probably want to punch you in the face for making fun of someone else's plane.
Yeah, but the peers that he's probably running around with, like the little Uzis and shit like that there, they wouldn't make fun of you because of that shit.
Oh, don't talk about Lil Uzi.
I mean, no, but I'm just saying, they would make fun of you because of that type of stuff, you know what I mean? So that will resonate with them. It ain't going to resonate with us, but it will resonate with some of them.
Lil Uzi was people, on stage, right, with a purse and... saying some BS, like,
yeah, but you're not in fashion, man. Right now, the man purse is a thing out there,
and that's that was only a part. That was only his accessory. The rest of what he was, he had a diamond in his forehead. Cause this guy is not.
Listen, I'm not saying what he wears. I agree with. I'm just saying this is what these motherfuckers are doing now.
I don't.
I try not to be like my parents. I mean. What do your parents say when you play hip hop? Listen to that mess. Look, you playing that there hippity hoppity shit and blah blah blah. Look at them, their pants are baggy and their shirts baggy and blah blah blah. Right? I always say I'm not going to be like my parents. I'm not going to try to judge on the appearance of people, and that's what they're doing now. Diamonds in the forehead, diamonds in their hair. I mean, fucking, what's it called? Astro Boy suits on and shit and. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
It almost seems like some of the rappers are trying to go back to like what Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five would have worn.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that Kiss almost type of style shit.
I'm a performer. I'm not just a regular guy. Remember, if you watch any of the interviews with some of those rappers from back in the day, they say that Run DMC messed the game up.
Yeah, because
like we were all performers. We had these shiny suits and all these things. Like
Run DMC come out there with the Adidas fucking jogger suits. You know what I mean?
You guys just look like you walked up the street.
Right? I know. Yeah, shoes weren't even tied.
Yeah. NWA come with khaki wear on. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, true.
All Raider gear.
Get Raider gear. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
But I don't know. I've watched the Gucci Mane video. Take that, no Diddy, right? And he got this big old chain that says, I think it says Ice Daddy.
I think so.
But he's showing all this ice, and I'm like, man, these guys need financial advisors. What are they doing with their money?
I mean, Gucci's good.
Gucci's real good, bro.
Gucci's real good.
But at the same time, a lot of these guys are just flossing. They rent that shit for the videos. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right? Yeah. So, I did hear that. I did hear that.
I won't accuse Gucci.
That Ice Daddy
thing. I won't accuse Gucci of it.
The Ice Daddy chain he probably owns.
You know what I mean? But, like, a lot of jewelers down in the States, if they know that you bring in X amount of dollars per year, they'll give you free shit as well, right?
Yeah.
They'll say, can I design you something so it can be in your video, so the millions can see, so X, Y, Z, even if they only get, like, 20 people into that shot, that 20 people is paying close to $200,000 for that type of piece, right? So,
and it's that product placement,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's like,
right?
It's like a bottle of Coke or a bottle of Prime or other things like that,
I mean, it's
turn
no,
that label because y'all ain't getting
It's no different, it's no different than marketing clothes, right? A lot of designers will say, can you wear my clothes in the video? Well, like you said, the LL wasn't asked to wear that, he just did it, but that's how it went. Can you wear this hat in this video? Can you wear this shirt in this hair video? Right? And as soon as people see it, where the fuck can I get that?
Yeah, we see it even now. That's how a lot of people's brands, even in the city and other parts of Canada and the U.S., blew up, is because the designers will go to tour dates.
Exactly. Like
that. And they'll meet with the artist and they'll give them a sweater, give them a shirt, give them some product.
Can you wear that?
Take a picture with them.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
so
even bro Trev, shout out to Trev's Clothing. Like, I noticed people were taking a lot more attention when Coi Leray had the do-rag on at the BET Awards.
Right.
Photos and stuff. Yeah. Okay. He probably did see some increase in orders and stuff based off of that, just seeing that somebody who does have that notoriety, that star power, wearing
exactly clothing, right? So, you know, it's just all it is, man. All it takes is one celebrity to wear something.
Yeah.
That's all it is. One celebrity wears something and that clothing line, that jewelry or anything can blow up. You know what I mean? Like,
and even if it doesn't help, doesn't make it blow up like it might have already been there, it's going to give it a significant boost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's like you're drinking that there. I ain't going to say the name because I ain't going to give them free promotion.
Yeah, you see, I turned it.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Right? But even out there, you wouldn't know nothing about that there if you didn't know who they were.
That is true.
Right?
That's
so,
very true.
You know what I mean? So I've never would drink Pepsi. It wasn't for the fact that I seen one of my celebrity basketball stars drinking it. You know what I mean? So, because I guarantee my mother would have kept me on water.
Don't lie, you saw
Michael
Jackson dancing in the Pepsi commercial back.
That's who it was. That was actually, it was Coke that I see the basketball star. Yeah, Pepsi was Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson fucked mom up on that one. But what's his name? Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, yeah.
Carlton dancing on the street.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I mean?
Man. Fuck. See, I don't know, man. Shit. Advertising don't work on me for that type of stuff, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
Because I buy whatever's cheap.
No, bro. Think about some of the alcohols that you brought. You wouldn't get it if you wouldn't know who wasn't drinking them.
Oh, to try it. Yes. Yeah. I'll do it once to try it.
Yeah. I ain't going to say you're going to keep buying it. Like, that's the same as the clothing, too. Yeah. So say I brought.
I guess clothing never worked on me then.
Yeah, clothing never worked on me. So say I brought a shirt just to say, you know what, I want that shirt. So I'll say G-Unit. I want that shirt. And I got it. And I'm like, yo, this is the most comfortable shirt I ever wore. I'm going to keep buying those clothes, right? Yeah. So, you know, and be the same for alcohol. You drank alcohol, say, shit, this is the best shit I ever drank. Yeah. I'm going to keep buying it at $100 a pop, right?
I don't know. I bought it because I wanted to try it. But for me, it was more of a boredom, too.
Yeah.
It's like, even with like even gins, when I go to get gin now, I'll be like, let me try this one I ain't tried before. You know what I mean? More than who's drinking it. But if it's, you're right with this, with celebrity things, I'd be like, The Rock's tequila.
Tequila, yeah.
I was like, well, let's see what his tequila tastes like, because he's The Rock. Yeah. You're right. If it wasn't The Rock's, I wouldn't have tried it. I mean, I might have eventually tried it after I got bored of all the others.
Right.
But I went to it because it was that. And that's why I got Doucet, because I was like, it wasn't even that I knew it was Jay-Z's.
Yeah.
It's because I watched Drink Champs and they're always talking about it, right?
Well, that's the marketing aspect.
Yeah. That's why I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, that it worked on me for alcohol.
Yeah.
It was just clothing, I guess, never worked on me.
Wu-Tang.
Well, that wasn't the clothing. That's the band.
But the clothes still was in there, though.
Well,
That was the marketing aspect of it.
I got one shirt and one pair of pants actually Wu-Wear.
Well, okay.
That were actually Wu Wear.
Oh, yeah. This bootleg?
No, this was this was merch. Cause I don't think I don't know if they are starting it back up, but Wu Wear kind of died. And that's why I wanted to say go back to the clothing. Cause we were talking about what happened to other stuff. Clothing lines. I want to get back to the label brands like Wu Wear, Rock Wear, and stuff like that.
I think they still have their store though, don't they?
Wu Wear?
Yeah.
They're making a comeback.
Okay.
They didn't have for a while, but they are starting to make a comeback.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you've seen some of those Method Man sneakers I sent.
Mm-hmm.
They look dope, but they ain't cheap, right?
No. Well, sneakers ain't cheap anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm never one to spend too much on
clothes. What would you spend on a pair of sneakers?
I don't want to say that on there. You didn't hear that song? I got the song.
Ray, what would you go for?
You never heard the song that me and Joey did back in the day called I Got Nothing?
It can go up, but I try not to go too crazy either, but it can go from anywhere from 50 to 2.
Oh, so yeah, look at him.
I'm not trying to.
You guys are crazy.
Two is real pushing.
Two can hurt too, right? The highest I'll go is 3.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Because in that song, I said, I got nothing but $20 shoes, guys. Because I did. I had shoes from Payless, and I didn't get it. I don't even know what they are. I don't even know what them. No, I got Skechers on right now.
Bro, I got shoes worth probably more than that.
Yeah.
But I ain't paid that.
No.
Waiting for a sale.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, right? Oh, we're talking about worth or what we paid. That's different.
Yeah.
But this was merch, right? That's why I got this, because I went to see them, and it's New York State of Mind. Like, it's from the tour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got that. But I don't think it's wool wear. But back to what I was saying about the label brands and stuff, like Rockwear and stuff. I think that part of this, and I could be wrong, why those eventually fizzled out is because that label ain't hot no more.
That's what.
Like, Rockwear. When Rockefeller is no longer... at the top, like who's
it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah. So, like, who's buying it?
So I can see that one fizzling.
When G-Unit broke up.
Yeah, but 50 was still saying G-Unit, though. But he wasn't pushing his merch.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
But Fubu, now that he got G-Unit films and stuff, he could come back.
But Fubu was only about their clothes.
But Fubu wasn't a label brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like Sean John.
Yeah. Sean John's not a label brand either. Wow.
But what else? Like Shady, when Eminem stopped being the big thing, because the label brands like that, your artists are pushing the brands.
Yeah.
So as long as your artist is hot, the clothing be hot. Like friggin' Drake's Owl. What's it called?
OVO.
Yeah, his clothing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hot forever.
Expensive as shit.
And that's why I ain't got near none of it.
I ain't paying no $150 for a t-shirt.
I said $150. It was like $200 for a hat.
Bro, that was clearance.
I went into the store, and the store, it's not even that big. The store is about the size of this room.
Yeah.
Went in, picked up the hat, turned it to my girl. It's like, we should just go.
Yeah, bro, now, was there any, like, different quality to something that you would buy somewhere else for, like, $40,
$50? It's same quality. Yeah, same quality.
Yeah, see.
Right?
Yeah, because I went to where the hat that you asked me to pick up for you. I forget, where did I get it from?
It was Foot Locker, I think.
Yeah, and I seen the quality. It was a nice hat, right?
Yeah.
Same quality as that, except I don't even know if there was anything on it that would let you know that it was OVO. It just looked
it was an owl. That's it.
Green. What's the owl on
small
the hat?
Small owl right in the corner of the hat. It was a small owl. That's it, because you sent me a picture of it.
Okay.
I told you, I ain't wearing no Drake shit. I said, on top of that, it was a dad hat. So, yeah, even it was a dad hat for $200. You know what I mean? That deep fucking curve, you know what I mean? Yeah. It form fits your head, you know what I mean? It wasn't a 5950 or a 4750. It was a dad hat. Yeah. With the strap in the back that year.
Now, that was when I was in the OVO store. Do you think that he might have cheaper gear at other stores?
No.
Or is it the cheapest?
I think you can only get it in OVO. There's stuff in OVO right now, right? So, but it's going to happen. Give it a couple more years, you'll find it in Winners, or you'll find it in Marshalls, which is part of Winners, or it may fizzle down to Walmart. You never know.
I think it might have to wait until Drake falls off.
No, but that would be the clothes that he first put out that would make it to them stores.
Oh, that's what
it's not going to be the new shit that he put out.
I got you.
Yeah,
I could see that.
But the problem now with clothes and sneakers, everything's starting to make that 360 again. Everything that was old starting to make their way back, right? You see these women now walking around with mom jeans and shit. So,
I know. The waist beat up to the tits.
For the last 6 years, it was Lululemons. Now we're going back to the mom jeans and shit.
And for the last 6 years, they were making fun of those jeans.
Yeah.
And I've seen people wearing them. I'm like, what is going on here?
Right? So,
you got your titties in your pockets. Like, what's going on? I don't get that.
I mean, but that's the thing. Like, you know, that's not the, they always say the fashion trends always come back around. Like, you got the mom jeans with the bell bottoms. And...
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, saying that fashion trends always come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Either you guys got anything in the closet you're waiting to pull?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I got two of them. I got two tall tees waiting to go. Two talks, he's waiting to go.
All you need is another West Coast rapper to blow up and they're good again. Watch. You know, Snoop is in the studio with Dre, cuz. And the Game's in there, too. They come up with some heat.
I need Franchise Boys to come back over, bro.
You ain't getting that.
I need Jermaine Dupri crew to come back over again.
I don't even know where. What happened to the Franchise Boys?
I don't know. I don't think they know what
Who happened. Who were the Franchise Boys? Do you know any of the individual members?
Wasn't Shorty Lowe part of the Franchise Boys?
I don't remember, bro. I don't remember.
Shorty Lowe was part of them.
Couldn't tell you. Lou could.
Stop playing Spider-Man.
But yeah, I don't know any of who else. What was the Laffy Taffy people? LB something something.
That might have been what Shorty Lowe was part of.
I think Shorty Lowe
was part of one of them groups.
Laffy Taffy. D4L.
D4L.
Yeah.
I knew there was a bunch of numbers and had a.
He's still playing Spider-Man after the ass one.
I know, guys.
Franchise.
That's because you announced that he was finally doing his job. Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm done. I got my credit. He can't say I didn't do it. It's recorded.
The members' names.
Yeah, which group was Shorty Lowe in?
Yeah, bro. That's why I got my closet waiting to go. You know what I mean? What you got? I know you got something in there hiding.
Listen, I got a. It's hilarious. It's a old school like them like itchy sweaters kind of.
Yeah.
Boo-boo, guys.
No. Oh. I just seen it the other day when I was moving some shit around. I got a G-Unit button up.
Hey, there you go. That was an exclusive. Yeah, everybody was only getting like them beaters.
Yeah, and bro. I got the G-Unit button up. So waiting for that one to come back. I don't know if it says G Unit anymore. I might say just GT now, but or GUT. Got. You know what I mean, fuck.
Yeah, he was in D4L.
D4L.
Charlie
Lowe.
Yeah. My G Unit's shirt is kind of messed. Like, yeah, you see on the brim where it starts to split.
Yeah.
It's because you know. All of us shave, you know, like a day or two and you didn't shave and you're itchy there. I'd be itching it with my
shirt. Your shirt.
Yeah.
You wipe your mouth with your sweater. Your
yeah. No, I don't wipe my mouth with it, but I do that to just get the little.
Didn't I do that shit by mistake the other day? Not thinking. Just finished brushing my teeth. You know, you got that little bit of toothpaste residue.
Yeah. Oh,
now you're thinking. No. I'm getting ready to go to work, grab my fucking shirt.
Never that, cuz that don't disappear for nothing.
I don't even know why I did it. Yeah, right? I'm like, why did I even fucking do that? Like, I'll never do that. Why did I do that just now, right?
Guys, that's like me getting ready for work, brush my teeth. All of a sudden, a little drop there, you're like, new shirt.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
That spot's going to stay there for the, it's part of the shirt now.
Yeah, that's why I brush my teeth. My wife beat it now, bro. Fuck that.
They got me all leaned over like this now. Yeah. Brush my teeth so nothing. Yeah, because that toothpaste will fuck up your shirt.
But on the real, though, hopefully we'll make a comeback.
Yeah.
Because I did enjoy their clothes. I am a brand guy. I like brands. And I can't afford
message,
these new brands.
The message, too, right?
Yeah, right?
And like, yeah, for us, by us.
And for us, by us did not mean for us black people. It meant for the hip-hop community,
is
what it meant, right?
Streetwear by street people.
Yeah.
That's what it was basically saying.
Exactly,
A lot of other brands, like we said earlier, were adapting to streetwear, but they weren't street brands.
Yep.
He's like, no, this is stuff for the streets.
Exactly. Like, there was a lot of brands out there that did not want street people wearing their clothes.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. Sneaker brand, what's they call? New Balance. They did not want black people wearing their shoes.
For real?
Yeah, bro. That's why they only created tennis shoes and running shoes and walking shoes. Right? That's why they didn't create the basketball shoe back in the day, because they did not want the hip-hop community wearing their shoes.
Hey, whatever happened to British Knights?
Oh, shit.
You brought it way, way back.
That's another suit I had. I had the troop suit.
Troop suit.
Yep.
The troop suit.
I had the white and black troop suit.
I think they were like the first clothing brand that endorsed hip hop.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I said British Knights. Fuck. Yeah.
BKs, man.
Oh, I remember.
Are they just gone?
Yeah, bro. They. Ooh, I don't know who brought them. Someone brought them quick. Yeah,
I remember at least in when I went to school, you weren't allowed to wear the British Knights. They made fun of you.
Oh, fuck. Don't say that shit.
I said Excalibur?
Excaliburs, bro.
Oh, I... Yeah.
Remember Excaliburs? You probably wore them and didn't care. Not me. Not me. Listen, I had a pair of Nikes. I wore them fucking things that the wheels fell off. My toe was coming up the front. I went home. Mom, I need a new pair of sneakers. She's like, yeah, sure, I'll get you a pair today after work. Blah, blah, she worked down Scotia Square. I'm like, Scotia Square? Man, ain't got no sneaker stores.
Kmart.
You know what I mean? No, it wasn't Kmart. It was Wickles down there.
Oh, I thought Kmart was down there.
It was Wickles down
there. Who was Kmart?
Kmart was over in Darkman.
All
right. Yeah. Right? I was like, man, there's no sneaker stores down there. What? How'd she get me a pair of sneakers? Oh, she must be going to the Halifax Shopping Center first and then coming back. Right? Well, I woke up the next morning. There were Excalibur sitting by my bed. I show you how I put them ripped up Nikes back on. I wasn't going to school with no Excaliburs. I wasn't doing it. You know what I mean? Listen. Them niggas said to me, said, man, you still wearing them ripped up Nikes? I says, either I wear these ripped up Nikes or I wear Excaliburs. They say, yeah, no, you made a good choice. You made a good choice. They don't wear no Excaliburs, bro.
My cousin did.
Who?
I ain't saying his name.
Oh, D?
He your cousin, too.
D?
It ain't the cousin.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was his cousin, too.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
That's why he's dripped out now, because that's what we do. When we didn't have him. We couldn't get the stuff back then.
We get it now.
Definitely like, you know what's now. What's funny? That's the only fashion I get into. Stuff I wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That I got money now to get. Oh, like, shit. Mom wouldn't buy me nothing with a Wu-Tang on. That's what I get. Mom would always go, because she would go to New York, right?
Yeah.
Everything. So she'd always come back with these bootleg shirts. I'd have these nice Tupac shirts or whatever. But you know when they're bootleg, they only nice for the first three wears.
I've got the street vendor wear.
Yep. Yep. It got Tupac's face on it for 2 months.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it just says Pac in like bits of someone's face.
Because it's getting the 2 for $5 deals.
Yeah, bro. Because when I went to New York, too, I got 2 for $5.
Yeah, the 2 for $5 deals. I know. Oh, yeah. About it.
Yeah, two for five deals, I got the man. 2 for $5. Used to get albums down there, 2 for $5.
Yeah.
Albums.
We used to go over to West End Mall to this place called, I think it was Smart Fashion.
Yeah.
We used to get all this shit. Yeah,
yeah. Sky, so
same thing. They got us.
Smart Fashion moved from West End Mall over to Penhorn. Penhorn got destroyed, then that was it. He was supposed to go to Scotia Square, but he couldn't afford to rent down there.
Okay.
Because Uncle Putty, he's the one to put me on to Smart Fashion for the suits.
Oh, yeah,
the mayor suits.
Green color suit. Baby blue pimp tie.
I still got two suits today from him. Sitting in my closet, both white. One's pinstripe, and one looks like almost like a Bruce Lee style type of thing. The button straight down the middle. Yeah, man. Fuck. I miss that Indian old man, bro. And I mean Indonesian, not native Indonesian.
Good correction.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. That was safe thing. Cause I had all the bootleg stuff from chains, hats, everything.
No limit chain, money chain.
No limit.
I had the no limit one.
I seen
bandanas on the wrist. Yeah.
I seen those no limit chains.
I had the no limit one. Well, $7, man.
No limit. Yeah, it's funny. It's because but back then when you're young, before you know any better, you're like, that's a fucking good deal.
Yeah.
And then when you know they're fake, you're like, I don't care. No, rocking.
If it still looks good, it looks good.
I know. Yeah. It's like my Tupac shirt until I wash it 3 times.
Listen. My buddy broke one of my chains, broke one of the pendants. I think it was a no limit one. I was sour. I was about to play everybody. So mad.
Listen, there was a football player. He never wore real jewelry. He said, all my stuff is Cuban zirconia.
Yeah.
And like, sterling silver type of thing, know what I mean? Or stainless steel or some shit. He said it shines in the light, so everyone thinks it's real. I'll let them think it's real.
Yeah,
know what I mean? You know who it is, Chef. You know who it is.
If you're big enough star, cousin, you're rocking sterling silver, you could make it a thing. All of a sudden, sterling silver is the thing that's more expensive.
He said, who do I look like going out there spending millions of dollars on jewelry when I can buy stuff that's fake that looks just as good? So, and you know, like the people in the studio know how to make shit look good. Turn them lights on a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
Make your rhinestones shine. That's all you need. So.
Yeah, that's dope. I seen something. I can't remember. Well, like, yeah, I can't remember his name. You know, when they, what's it called when sports, like athletes are being, they're sitting at the table with the mic and people are asking them questions. But it's, it wasn't a post, no, it wasn't a post game interview, a press conference.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm looking for. I know, I know what an interview is, but no, it's like a press cause it's the press people.
There. Yeah.
Interview is more one-on-one. When it's a bunch of people, it's a press conference. Anyways, there was a dude at a press conference and he had this yellow jacket on and it's funny, up until someone mentioned his jacket, it was all like basketball question, sports question.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just about
his jacket.
The jacket. Yeah. He's like, no, you can get him on sale if you go this day. Yeah, my mom told me after Thanksgiving, you go. And the whole thing, the whole conversation turned to how to get cheap clothes at Macy's. He's like, yeah, at Macy's.
The NBA is huge on fashion right now. Right, it's huge.
NBA, that's it right now.
NBA, yeah, always. The NBA and NFL, they're huge about fashion right now. Right, like really, really huge. Like for what, Lou? For like the last 10 years now, it's been all about fashion.
It's like a fashion show. It's an individual person walks in.
But you know why? It's because hip hop has influenced these sports a lot, and a lot of the rappers are hanging with these artists, and a lot of these artists are hanging with these rappers. Mm. So of course, their cultures are going to bleed over. That's why you got a lot of artists that can ball, a lot of artists that can do that, and you got a lot of sports people, you know, athletes that can rap, and stuff like it's all bleeding into the culture.
Anything, right?
Like shit. Nowadays, if you seen them in the like civilian wear, you wouldn't be able to tell if it was a rapper or an athlete.
No,
because they're both blinging.
Depending on the
height.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending on the sport.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, height and build. Yeah, I guess you're right there.
Yeah.
You see someone, if it ain't 50 Cent and he's looking like a linebacker, you know he's probably a linebacker.
Yeah,
he ain't dropping no verses.
You know what I mean? Like, if you see a tennis player or some shit, but you going to know that motherfucker plays basketball or football.
yeah, true that.
So. A big discrepancy with weight and height when it comes to those two sports.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Fucking crazy, but no man, I can't wait to see what I don't know. I always say this every year: what's going to be the new fad this year? Right? Hopefully, it's not none of that shit Kanye's no more.
None of his stuff really takes off. Oh, yeah. The red boots that Lil Wayne disappeared quick, and I'm glad. Remember them Yoshi boots he had on?
You mean Astro Boy boots?
Astro Boy boots, yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought he looked like Yoshi from Super Mario, he looked like Astro Boy.
Yeah, bro.
But Kanye, I don't know.
It didn't disappear as fast as you thought it did, though.
No.
I didn't see many other people doing them, though.
Right, you weren't. A few rappers like Sauce Walker and them boys wearing that stuff.
Yeah, you didn't see too many in the limelight people wearing them. But these people out on the streets was fucking rocking the fuck out them, bro.
People in Halifax, they were selling fake ones over
there. Yeah. I seen a few people with them. I was like, look at this bullshit walking down the street right now. All right.
I said the fake red boots, bootleg red.
I mean, fuck.
Yeah. He
got that
Yeezy stuff?
No, he got that fucking gray Yeti suit now.
Who, we talking Kanye?
Kanye.
Gray Yeti suit.
Yeah, bro. It was like a big ass fur fucking jacket with the pants to match. I was like, oh, Yeezy.
hey, like, I don't know how many pictures you guys see of him.
Too many.
With his wife.
Yeah.
Don't she look like a hostage half the time?
Yes.
Like, what is going on there?
Yes, the one I seen today was Kanye's wife's not too scared to walk around in a sheer dress, so I guess her tits were out, right? So I was like, I'm pretty sure, like Chef just said, I'm pretty sure she walks around like this damn near all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Dave Chappelle talking about it. You had to go to dinner with them. It feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like naked.
Yeah.
Where does she even come from?
Kanye found her somewhere. She's a model.
I thought she was like some designer's daughter or something like that.
I think she's a I think she is that too, but I think she's like a model.
She looked like a clone of Kim. Like Kanye went out to prove that, hey, you gone, I'll get Kim 2.0. And she'll wear nothing in public because I said so.
That's right, and I'll get Taylor Swift a diss track for you.
Fair, like, what's that Skims brand doing these days?
Right,
I ain't heard nothing about it in a while.
What?
Kanye West ain't involved with it.
What?
The Skims brand, Kim Kardashian's clothing line.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's everywhere now. That's everywhere now, yeah. Right? So to get the...
A saturated point.
But if you want the... What you call the natural stage, then you're only getting it in boutiques, the high-end boutiques.
Yeah.
But all her rest of the shit is starting to stem down into the Walmarts and I said it earlier, Fox Winners and shit like that there, right? But again, that's the old stuff, not the new stuff, right? Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name again? Bianca... Shouldn't it be Bianca West? Although they don't change their last name no more.
Famous for something.
So she's an Australian model. That's what he said.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like even her like perfumes and shit, you can get them at Shoppers and stuff, right? So,
okay.
But it's not the high end stuff as they call it. Even though you're still paying close to $200 for this shit, right?
It's a younger sister that's making even more money with her stuff.
She's pregnant. Yeah. From what I heard.
Which one? The billionaire one or the other one?
The youngest one.
I don't even know which one's younger.
Kylie, isn't it? Is that Kylie? I think it is. I think so. Yeah. I heard she was pregnant.
What's the other girl's name? Kylie and.
Yeah. I think it's Kendall.
Kendall. That's it. Kendall.
The oldest one, though, isn't it?
Kendall and Kylie. I don't know.
I thought she was like the oldest one.
Of all of them?
Yeah. Isn't she the one with the Travis guy?
No. Those are different. Those are Kardashians. Kylie. Why am I? Why do I know this?
He watched the show.
Anyway. Anyways, the youngest two is Kylie and Kendall Jenner. The older three is Kim, Kourtney,
and Khloe
Kardashian.
The only reason I knew Khloe was because of Lamar.
You know what's funny, guys? I've never seen the show, but I know the names.
Yeah.
And I know Lamar was with... Khloe.
Mm-hmm.
I know Travis Scott was with Kourtney.
Yeah.
I know fucking Kim's dating history from what was that basketball player?
Chris Humphries.
Like, why do I know all this shit when I don't see watch the show?
Because you was looking for the sex tapes.
No. You ain't gotta look for that. They only got one.
Who only got one?
Kim.
They all got sex tape, bro.
Well, I didn't know that. That's news to me. I only knew Ray J. I only know the OG.
So we know what you're doing later, eh?
Nah. I think of all... There's a whole list of people that I look for before them. But...
You gonna look.
It ain't... It's fake. I didn't even think that Kim was the prettiest. I like that. Kourtney the best. Khloe looked like an ogre, and then all of a sudden one day she looked like an elf. Like I don't know who her surgeon was, but they did quite some job on her.
I liked her more than all of them.
Khloe. Yeah. I find she's the realest of them all. Yeah, she's more real than all the other ones.
That is true. She did look like a real human being until she got that work done.
Oh yeah. That's because Chris made her do it.
Now she looks like.
Chris, so you want to be part of the show? You're getting some work done.
That's a requirement.
Is that show still going on?
Probably.
I don't know.
Either Chris made her do it or Caitlin made her do it. Caitlin said, I'm going to send you to my doctor.
Like, what did they even do on the show? I don't know how that's...
talkable shit.
Yeah, it's a reality show with famous people who became famous.
It's one show I have never seen.
That's crazy. It was like no gimmick. It's just watching them live their life. Remember back in the day, what's her name? Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
They had a song. Sorry, they had a show, but there was like a gimmick to it. It was they were rich people, and then they were put on like a firm or some shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Surreal Life, I think it was called, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
She started like Paris Hilton's like stylist or something like that. She
really?
A hang around with Paris Hilton, so like. Kudos to them. They turned their messiness into billions of dollars.
Really, I'm telling you, that sex tape made it for them.
That's what they said. Ray J's dick made them famous.
Yeah.
But
glad it made them famous because it didn't make him famous. One wish.
You know what? Of all the people that, when they were asked to do a versus, of all the people that should have said, nah, I'm busy that day, Ray J should have said, I can't. I'm busy that day.
Yeah, that was a rough look for him. He's doing a lot of like behind the scenes production stuff.
Oh yeah, he's great at producing.
You can't sing or shit, cuz.
Like, all like the ratchet shows.
Yeah.
He's part of those like as a producer.
He produced a lot of Brandy shit.
Yeah, right? That too.
I seen him perform live on TV, not in person. Live on either 106 in Park or something, and he couldn't sing. And I was like, holy shit, he sucked. But I thought he might have just had an off night until I seen that versus.
Yeah.
He tried to play Casamigos.
There was a lot of alcohol involved that night, man. I ain't giving that man no excuses.
No, he got no excuse for that. Hey, a fan of the show asked me, they said that they like when we do the deep dive of the albums.
Yeah.
And he said another thing that we should do, and I was thinking about this, but I'm going to put it out there now. He said that we should do a deep dive of the versus battles. He'd like to get our take on the versus battles.
Who's the next one up?
Yeah, even go back and do the other ones.
Go back. This,
I'll tell you one we ain't going to do.
What?
We ain't going to do Dipset versus the Lox Squeak.
No, can I talk?
We ain't gonna do that one.
What would that be about? How bad did they lose?
How did one man destroy a whole crew? That's
because we actually did a versus on here. Remember,
yeah,
Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, and Eminem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think it'd be cool to like go do whatever. You pick one of them. We'll do them all eventually.
Yeah. No, I got no problem.
See who we think would win.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So,
do a deep dive on the verses. I mean, go back and.
Yeah, that was Ryan that had that suggestion. Man, there's a lot of Ryans out there, ain't there?
We got three at work. We got three at work. We got three at my work.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
And we got deep dive. That's going to be its own episodes coming. We got off the bench coming.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows coming in the future.
They come.
Now,
what you gotta talk about?
This failed assignment.
Failed assignment?
Yeah. We had an assignment. This is my bad. Lola Brooke, she put out the deluxe of her Dennis Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And I say it's a failed assignment because I don't know what songs were new. So they were all tight. I listened to the deluxe, and I felt like I've heard them already.
I got a feeling that the beat was switched up a tiny bit, and that was really it.
Now, I looked at the track listing. There's three songs that are different.
Okay.
I didn't break it down to see which ones were different, but it's still dope.
Oh, the album was still good.
It's still good.
But I felt like I was listening to the original.
Yeah. It's like it's such a vibe that I didn't notice when the new ones came out. But, yeah. I like that it gave me, fire to go listen to it again, right?
And it was short.
Added a little, but they only added like three songs, I think.
Listen, the shit was so short that when the fucking replayed, I thought that my shit was on like shuffle, right? Okay, I was like, why is this song on again? What the fuck's going on? But no, it was just, I went through the whole album and it started over again, right? I was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, like 16 songs in the first album.
I'm used to Breezy putting on 35.
I don't know.
Like, are they just shuffled throughout or is it just like at the end?
I feel like they changed the order because I Am Lola, I swear that was like the second song.
Mm.
Like, I swear on the original album, it went the intro And then I Am Lola was the second one. But now I Am Lola is like song number 16. So, yeah.
They changed around the order.
Mm. Sure. Sorry, Lola. I wanted to show you some love by going back and listening to it. Yeah, look. I Am Lola's the first song there. And then on the deluxe, it's way yeah. down there. So, yeah, I really don't know which ones. So sorry,
maybe,
I said
maybe that was the scheme of it though. Like,
I'm sorry, I said 13, but it was 12 songs on the first album and 16 on the second. So there was 4 new tracks.
Yeah.
That's 12 songs is short. The album's only a half hour.
Didn't Kendrick yeah. Lamar do something like that where he really re-released one of his albums, but it was like the songs were shuffled?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was to give you a different vibe of yeah. the album, right? Yeah. So maybe that's what she was kind of going for. With.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. I do like the order of the first, when it came out. I like it starting off with I Am a Lola. Mm-hmm. That's a jam.
Introduction to herself.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Lola, Lola, Lola. I like that song. All right. The only other thing I have on the list that I want to bring up was Eminem's new album. It's not out yet. But he announced the title. It's called The Death of Slim Shady.
So this is going to be his last album then?
We'll see. You know how it is with rappers.
That's the thing. Like when you come up with a title like that there, right, is either this is the death of the way I used to rap, this is my last album, or this is one of my personas that I'm putting to rest.
And you that's know? And I think the last thing you said is probably it. Because remember, the Slim Shady persona was the
Carnage.
Yeah, the crazy one from the first album and stuff. And if you think about it, he doesn't really rap like that anymore.
Right.
So this might be just closing the book on that so that you're never going to hear that type of stuff again.
Well, he's going to have to do it for that whole album.
I like that. True. I like that because it could turn into like almost like a storybook kind of an album.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
He could like have songs that are focused on the death of that
character. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you know what? And on that note,
yeah.
that kind
of
stuff.
On that note, he doesn't have to do that for the whole album because if it is the death of him, it should start with it.
Yeah.
But then...
Like you're saying, try and say kill it off midway?
Yeah, and then show what it's going to be forward for the rest of it.
I think that should be the last song. The kill off on the last song.
Yeah.
All right. The only reason I say that there because I'm going to revert back to Biggie, Ready to Die.
Yeah.
How it was from beginning with the birth to the end with the suicide.
Yeah.
All right. So I think if it's going to be, what do you say, the death of some or the whatever? Yep.
Death of some Shady.
Death of some Shady. So it should be that whole story of some Shady and then the death at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, saying that's it.
You know what? In today's.
That kind of stuff about music.
Yeah.
And with today's how music is, that would work 100%. Because guess what? If you want to put some more songs that were not Slim Shady and Eminem,
yeah.
Deluxe.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
So yeah. I'm interested in it. You know what I mean?
I'll listen to it.
I'm an Eminem fan. I'm not a huge fan because some of his stuff I see you can't go back to. And I do think he's slightly overrated, but I do like a lot of his songs. So it's enough that I'll listen to his albums and stuff.
Mm.
But I just don't. It's one of those people that when I hear people hype him up, it kind of takes it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you see a movie and you think it's dope, and then someone thinks it's like crazy and says all the stuff to you, you're like, chill.
That part wasn't even hyped like
that. Yeah, slow
he
down.
He does this shit with fucking superhero movies.
You think?
He ruined all the movies. Oh, yeah, nigga, that part was okay. I like this part more, but.
That's cap, cuz. I bet he can't name an example.
Not right now.
See? Anyways, I'm looking forward to it. Cause I just want to see how he's going to go about it.
Mm.
You know the beats are going to be tight. That's one thing I can always count on with M. And because, you know, with Dre in the corner. And M is a good producer, too. And you know what? It'd be dope if he did what I think a lot of rappers should do. Like, if you are considering hanging it up, if you are a good producer also.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a producer, man. Like, give somebody else a chance. Like Dre gave you.
Well, that's really interesting you say that. I'm wondering who he's going to put on. Because whoever he puts on any of those songs on that album, they're going to try to rap at the level that he raps at.
Hopefully.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, hopefully.
There's not many people who do songs with him who
yeah.
who just muck it up. I mean, like, I ain't trying to throw just to D12, but like a lot of them guys weren't rapping at the same level, right?
A lot of them guys?
All.
You mean none of them?
It's just bizarre.
No. The only one.
I get Proof. He's, nah. Dude, Proof.
That's why I was getting ready to say. The only one that could hang with M was Proof. And I think Proof was, better than M, in my opinion. I liked him the best.
There's a strong debate on that, too, as well, right?
Yeah, but the other guys were like, you know who they were like? They were like...
Obi Trice.
Well, Obi Trice wasn't... He wasn't part of D12, though. He was on the label. But you know who they D12 was like? And I hope I don't get killed for this. They was like the Outlaws. When Pac was when Pac was in the song for the Outlaws, who's checking for the Outlaws?
True.
I mean...
None of them was hanging at his... At Pac's level.
But... To be fair, some of those lyrics from them Outlaws during them Pac songs were written by Pac.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The delivery was like, nah, say it like this.
Yeah.
He was going through like a whole coaching mentorship mm-hmm. with those guys, right?
Still, they still, except for Edie, I mean. I did like Edie, I mean. But apart from that, man,
You tell me you don't rap hit him up. If you're a Tupac fan, mm-hmm. hit him up. You tell me you ain't singing none of their parts?
Some of Fatal's part. I don't know all of Fatal's part. I'll tell you, I know Edie though. Like I something about Edie, I mean, I really liked him. So, but maybe he's the Proof. But most of them, yeah, were like they after Pac left, they just declined.
Yeah,
declined.
And then that's not because they bad rappers at all. It's like it's Shine Away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What did Junior Mafia really do after Biggie?
That's the thing. That's except the thing, for Kim, C's.
C's went through a rough time.
Yeah.
When that happened, C's, that was big bro. Right, yeah. C's really felt a way.
Hey, you know what I mean? Kim went through a rough time too. That it wasn't big bro. That was
big dick.
Yeah. No Diddy.
You know what I mean, but no, that was big. Like C's was sleeping on that nigga's coach and shit, and vice versa, and all that there stuff. So. That really fucks C's up. I think C's like really trended into like, unfortunately, addiction, right? So,
and the thing is that from what I heard, C's didn't write his own stuff.
No,
like so.
He wrote a lot of his shit too. Right?
That could tell you what happens. Like, I don't know, some artists are just, but not every artist is made to be a superstar, right?
No,
like Lil C's was good and entertaining, but could you ever see him get into that?
You know I did, bro. I thought he was going to be the next Mace. Be honest with you.
Nah, I would have wanted him to because I always liked him.
Mm.
But I just didn't see him.
Because like, as Mace left the label, I was like, that's all right. They got Lil C's, right? Lil C's will step in and be that next Mace, right? But I guess he didn't want to play Diddy's game. So, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups that just disappeared because they, the like Flip Mode Squad. When their main guy, that tells you when the guy's holding you together.
Yeah,
when one person leaves, it's like Saint Lunatics. Like you're not a group in that point. You're background singers.
Listen, you need one group that stayed together all these years.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, they stayed together, but they all did solo shit.
I know, but right? They still stayed together.
But they kind of stayed together.
They stayed.
I mean,
they came back together.
They're on tour right now. Oh, yeah, yeah. But they stayed together. They're on tour right now. Like, they're on tour right now.
We all know that Wu-Tang's a different breed.
Yeah.
I mean,
so like, another
even if you go back to the girl 100%. Groups and the boy groups of R&B and all that shit, not many stay together. Oh. Because that one person wanted that solo career, right? So,
well, technically, Jodeci never broke up. They just Devontae stopped doing music for a bit, but they never broke up. They were always together. They'd always still do shows. Mm. But are we just talking hip hop?
I mean,
both. I'm talking both.
Maybe you need to educate me. What did KC do on his own?
KC?
Oh no, you said Jodeci. My bad. Sorry, wrong. I was thinking KC and JoJo.
KC and JoJo. They did their own thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They were doing stuff while Jodeci was on a hiatus, but the group never broke up. But you are right. A lot of... Oh, and Lox.
Yeah, I don't think the Lox really ever broke up.
No, they didn't.
No, I don't think they broke up, but they doing a lot more solo shit than what they did group shit. Right?
Yeah, so, but to your point, it is very uncommon for groups to stick together.
Yeah.
Because, but that's always because it's when it's a group that has one person as a linchpin. Like Jodeci, like, yeah, Casey and JoJo were the main singers.
Yeah.
But Devontae did all the beats.
Right.
So there was no Jodeci without.
Yeah.
Like Devontae. You know, Jodeci's my favorite group, but if Mr. Dalvin left, would we have noticed?
I didn't know he did anything.
No, he co-produced. He was the rapper in the group. Remember, man, every R&B group had a rapper back then.
I don't even remember his raps.
You know what's sad? I do know some of them. But yeah, like if you look at Wu, even though a lot of people's favorite member is Meth, a lot of people's favorite member is also Ghost. A lot of people's favorite member, like most of them, you could say there was no linchpin member that if they left, the group would fall apart.
No, no.
And that's the Lox, even though Jadakiss is, everyone would say, is the lyricist, a lot of people's Styles favorite P. is Styles P.
Styles P.
A lot of people say Styles P.
Yeah, and I'm one of the few to say Sheik Looch, because he was my favorite, because just see his energy. Mm-hmm. I like his energy he brought. You know what I mean? It's groups like that that stay together. Like, if you look at West Side Connection, no hate on Dub C and Mac 10, but if Ice Cube said, I ain't doing it no more, West Side Connection is done.
Well, that's why I ain't put no albums on the last fucking 20 years. So.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's why Flipmo Squad, if Busta Rhymes leaves, group's gone. Like, yeah. It's all about the linchpin members. You have to, like, yeah. What is Nelly without the, I mean, the St. Lunatics without Nelly?
Lunatics.
Yeah.
Maybe What's the Hook on Me? Is that one of their songs?
That was Murphy Lee. Yep.
Yeah.
Murphy Lee's song.
That's like New Edition, bro. How many times they break up and get back together?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And it's funny, they, yeah.
But that's the thing, though.
Other groups too, right?
But yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, everyone keeps saying Bobby was the fault of it, and he could have been the fault of it. Bobby was never the lead singer.
No.
It was Ralph, right?
Because
so, Bobby just had that star effect.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, and yeah. That was he had thing. That thing. Because yeah. Yeah. They showed Bobby he was replaceable when they bring in, when Johnny he left Gill. And they bring in Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you think about it, New Edition never did break up.
No.
They just
added new members.
Yeah. That's the same with Blackstreet.
But they did.
Well, no, Blackstreet did eventually break
they
up.
They technically had a fall for of a breakup. That's why you had the Biff DeVoe. Johnny doing his solo thing, Ralph doing his solo thing, and of course Bobby doing his solo thing, right? So they did have the initial break up, but they reconciled and shit like that.
Just and Bobby boys, get boys, the men didn't break up, but one of the members one retired.
Passed away. No, passed away.
Yeah.
Well, he retired first.
Yeah, because he was dying.
Well, hey,
couldn't sing no
more. Of all the reasons to retire,
yeah, because he couldn't sing no more, right? He had throat cancer or some shit. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It was the guy with the cane, deep voice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still on tour right now, actually.
Yeah, they're a trio.
Right.
Yeah, man, keeping groups together is hard.
It's hard.
That's why nowadays, when's the last time a group came out? Migos is the last rap group I remember. It's the newest rap group I can remember.
Yeah, they broken up.
Well, one of the members did.
Yeah, well,
they, but they broke up, but before, they broke
that.
Up
before that. Yeah,
yeah.
But they probably could have got back together. They fam, right? But ain't no getting back together now. Like, dude, are there in? I don't even. Are there even R&B groups that come out anymore?
Couldn't tell you.
Man, what happened
to
the
thinking.
What happened to the groups? Now it's like artists collab.
It's a waste of time, bro. A group is a waste of time. Too many checks to split up. You're going to want one that wants more of the fucking camera than the other.
Yeah.
One's going to be deemed a superstar over the other two or three or four, right? And now you're fighting for that camera time, i.e. Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beyonce's supposed to be fucking queen god right now because of who she is, right? But again, my favorite was Michelle. All of those three. And the other one that
was LaToya was my
LaToya,
favorite.
Yeah. I like the ones that ain't in the fucking slime. Like, yeah. I find they can sing better than what she can sing, yeah. Right? So.
Yeah, Kelly should have blew up more than she did.
Kelly definitely should. She, but Kelly was getting more into acting and stuff. Too bad with B movie acting that she was doing, right? So.
Yeah, man. We're going to do an episode where we look at just groups and which ones. Because I'm interested. Like, I think that you're right with the sharing of the fame.
Yeah.
Like, and because it's also probably labels and stuff don't look for that. Because, you know, why try and deal with one person? a group of people where you can deal with one, because then they got to worry if you break up, then what?
Yeah. every label, every director, every editor, every whatever, they want that lead star.
Yeah.
In that group. Who's the one that's going to show me that they want this for their group? Yeah. Who's the lead, right? So they all want that. And then once that happens, it comes to their head. And like, oh, well, I'm better than you. That's why I was able to do this here for them, right? So that's why I should get more money. And no, it's like.
Yeah, I think that's why it's more now collabs. And people are doing collab albums.
Collabs are a lot easier to deal with, right? So.
Yep. Do 10 songs together, and then I ain't got to talk to you no more.
Yeah. And then I'll make it distract
pulling two audiences together rather than working from one audience.
Yeah. That's right. You build your fan base, I build mine. Mm-hmm. Then we'll do an album, get them together. Now that they're already there, we don't need to do an album. I'll go, look at Drake. Did an album with 21 Savage. Mm-hmm. So then he dips in there. Did an album with Future. So you know what I mean? I think.
It could have led to some problems for Drake. Now you think about it, like with beefing with people, he's stealing people's fan bases by doing albums with them and then just leaving them in the dust.
Leave them in the dust, right?
Think about how many collabs that he got. The people got number ones because he's on the track, but he also stole their fan base at the same time.
J. Cole. Mm-hmm. All right. Chris Brown was doing it.
Yeah.
He's doing with, I don't want to say lower end guys, but like middle class guys, like we talked about last time. Did it with Kid Ink. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Tyga. So how the fuck I forget his name? His name's similar to mine. But
but I don't think that Chris Brown's stealing anyone.
He's not still.
He's adding to it.
I think he's adding more to theirs than what
that's what I mean.
He is getting that little bit of population that don't listen to him because they only listen to that type of style of hip hop that are coming over to his music
too.
So that crossover is definitely there somehow, some way.
Yep.
But it's more, I'll say it's more of an 80-20 in favor of the person that he's doing
definitely,
the music with.
Definitely. Right? So, he's more putting people on. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Man, yeah. So one episode in the future, we're going to look into groups.
Mm.
Man. Actually, want to even what we're saying about right now. I want to look at different artists that putting artists on.
Yeah,
that's a nice stop.
Yeah,
but
well, like you said, Drake definitely did it. But
yeah.
Then the only bad thing is it leaves them high and dry afterwards, right? So
yeah, they call it the Drake Stimmy Pack.
Yeah,
he simulates your career and then bounces.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of the people he does it for aren't ready for it.
No,
but you got enough fan base. It's like he'll take your style, like the song that you do is going to be in your style. So then when he leaves, he takes your people with him because you're doing the type of stuff that he liked.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people he does it with aren't ready to hold a career on their own. So they disappear.
Jake's a fucking chameleon, bro. I always said it.
He's a genius too in that way. Yeah, he is a chameleon. All right, man. Well, that's all we got for this episode.
I felt like we had a lot more to talk about. That's not that nigga said that shit in the chat. That shit was like that. I was like, oh, fuck. We going to be there till midnight or some shit.
I know. It did look like I wrote a lot, but no, it wasn't too much. All right. So I'm John Kizzy. You know who Izzy, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
The King of Kings.
My cousin Ray.
What it do, people?
We got Chef Lou in the back. Playing Spider-Man. He doing good, too.
Yeah, he ain't died like he died on Batman. I'll tell you that.
I don't even know if he died once yet, man.
I know he died a few times.
Okay. He's doing better, though. Yeah, Spider-Man might be his jam.
Yeah.
All right. We out. Have a good one.
Deuces.
Peace.